So usually I print out my sermon Thursday, Friday range. I try to do some editing and all the fun stuff like that. But this time, I got to it last night. Had a busy weekend, some family reunions and stuff. The printers didn't work. So luckily my mom has this iPad I was able to use this morning, so bear with me as I try to use it. So last week we talked about how Jesus gave us the Great Commission and how it's our new mission after his death, what we're to do in the world. And he laid it out very simply in a few short verses. He said, spread the good news, baptize them, and I will be with you. Short, simple, and to the point. But is it really that easy? Is it really as easy as just spreading the news? Is that all there is to it? Or is there other parts to it? What is holding you back? I want to talk about that this morning. What is holding you back from the Great Commission? What is it that's in your life that doesn't let you spread the news and baptize? I want to look at David and Goliath and how their answers to these questions help us today. So our scripture reading is 1 Samuel 17, 33 through 51. It's a little bit long, so bear with me there too. So David said to Saul, Let no one's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight this Philistine. Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are just a boy. And he has been a warrior from his youth. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep sheep for his father, and whenever a lion or a bear came and took a lamb from the flock, I went after it and struck it down, rescuing the lamb from its mouth. And if it turned against me, I would catch it by the jaw, strike it down, and kill it. Your servant has killed both lions and bears, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be like one of them, since he has defied the armies of the living God. David said, the Lord who saved me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear will save me from the hand of this Philistine. So Saul said to David, go, and may the Lord be with you. So Saul clothed David with his armor. He put a bronze helmet on his head and clothed him with a coat of mail. David strapped Saul's sword over the armor, and he tried in vain to walk, for he was not used to them. Then David said to Paul, I cannot walk with these, for I am not used to them. So David removed them. Then he took his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones from the water and put them in his shepherd's bag in the pouch. His sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. The Philistine came on and drew near to David with his shield bearer in front of him. When the Philistine looked and saw David, he disdained him, for he was only a youth, ruddy and handsome in appearance. The Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you came to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the wild animals of the field. But David said to the Philistine, come to me with sword and spear and javelin. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This very day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. And I will give the dead bodies of the Philistine army this very day to the birds of the air and to the wild animals of the earth, so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord does not save by sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hand. When the Philistine drew near to meet David, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. David put his hand in his bag, took out a stone, slung it, and struck the Philistine on his forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell down onto the ground. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, striking down the Philistine and killing him. There was no sword in David's hand. Then David ran, stood over the Philistine. He grasped the sword, drew it out of its sheath, and killed him. Then he cut off his head with it. So how does David, overcoming Goliath, help us when we spread the good news? How does that story relate to this at all? It seems just like a big battle back in the day that's interesting to read at or about, but how does that relate to us today? So the answer to that is fear and distractions. King Saul and his army, they were terrified of Goliath. This giant was standing between them and God's command. So this giant, this fear, can be one of the things, these distractions holding you back from spreading the good news. And giants today, they might not be a large man standing in your way, but they can be anything that causes a major difficulty in our life. And it could be life-changing. The giants in your life are things that take your focus away from God. Some of these giants can be the giant resentment, the giant of fear, the giant of loneliness, shame, guilt, worry, jealousy, hopelessness, pride, doubt. And there's many others. It could be something small. It can be something huge. It could be anything. These giants oppose your relationship to God. And they hold you back and inhibit the joy of life in the kingdom. In this story, David slayed his giant. And we need to take his example, and we need to slay our giants today. So what is your giant? What in your life is holding you back? What is standing in your way of God, between you and God? And how is it stopping you from spreading the good news? And another question, it's one I really want you to think about throughout the rest of this year, really. Is this giant solely just a problem that needs to be slain, or is it a possibility to grow? I'll repeat that one. Is it giant solely a problem that needs to be slain, or is it a possibility to grow? So we must confront our giants, just like David did. The first thing you need to do is see what your giant looks like. So in this book, 17:4, Goliath was described as there came out of the camp of Philistines a champion named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits in the span. So in today's measurement, he is about 7 feet tall. Now that's really, really tall. It's about NBA player size. So if a 7 foot tall NBA player came up to me, I'd be pretty intimidated. So he was about 7 foot tall. So next it talks about his armor. He had a helmet of bronze on his head, armed with a coat of mail. The weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. He had greaves of bronze on his legs and a javelin of bronze slung around his shoulder. The shaft of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and the spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron. And his shield bearer went before him. Goliath's brass armor, just the coat, was about 125 pounds, just by itself. Now, I couldn't imagine wearing 50 pounds. I'm in college, I have a backpack, and that thing would get sometimes 20 pounds. I'm like, man, this is rough. I can't do this for long. So I couldn't imagine 125 pounds. So to the Israelite army, seeing this man carrying 7 foot tall, all this weight of armor, these giant weapons, he appeared unbeatable, stronger than anybody the Israelite army had ever seen. And he struck fear into their hearts. So David also noticed that Goliath, he repulsed the true God, and he accepted fake gods. David used the phrase uncircumcised Philistine to point out that Goliath didn't belong to the people of God. He didn't belong to the covenant of Israel. He was someone who didn't believe in it. He didn't believe in the true God. He cursed God, or cursed David by his fake gods, is what it says in Scripture. This was when David knew he can win. With God on his side, it wouldn't be any trouble at all defeating Goliath. Even though his appearance alone was enough to defeat the entire Israelite army, they all stood back. Everybody wanted to go home. They didn't want to fight him. Just his appearance put fear in their hearts. But David knew he could win with the help of God. So again, what kind of giants are you facing today? Does your giant seem unbeatable? Does it stop you dead in your tracks, just like it did the Israelite army? David, he had to confront his giant in his mind and in his heart before he could try to fight him. Is your giant stopping you from being the Christian you should be today? Do you have resentment in your heart towards someone that did you wrong in the past? Or are you running from something that God has called you to do? Is there family problems, financial difficulties, guilt or shame for something in your past? Is it a past failure? It could be anything at all. Anything in the world that's holding you back, that's in your heart, it's in your mind, in between you and God. Now, what are you going to do to be courageous in the upcoming fight with this giant that's holding you back? You must realize these giants are holding you back from the most important thing in life. That's your relationship with God. And all these giants, they can be defeated. But let's look at step one of how to defeat these giants first. You have to ask for your forgiveness. Whatever the giant is in your life, it's only a giant because you let it be. It's only there because you allow it to be there. So you are what is letting this giant stand between you and God. You can walk around it. You can walk through it. But you're letting it be there. So the first thing is ask for forgiveness from God for allowing this obstacle in your relationship. And that's the first step to confronting the challenge. You ask for forgiveness, and you'll get the help you need in this fight. So then you have to challenge your giants. You see what they are, now you challenge them. You have to be confident in this challenge. Confident with God's help that you can face anything in life and come out victorious. So here's another question for you. Is your evaluation of your giant true? When you look at it, is it really as big as you think it is? Is it really as terrifying as you think it is? Or is it something small? Is it truly a challenge in your life? Or is it a door just waiting to be opened to bring you back into the arms of God? Just like the door there. Ooh, wind strong today, I guess. Well, so many Christians who are discouraged when they look at these giants, when they look at this giant in their life, this huge obstacle that they believe is huge, they drop their shield of faith. The shield of faith is God. You look at your times past, you look at all these challenges you've overcome with God's help. Who does you look back in your life? You say, man, I did this wrong in the past. But with God's help, me and this person came back together. We forgave one another. I overcame this challenge. My car broke down. I didn't have the money to fix it. With God's help, I overcame it. Something came into my life to help me fix it. It could be anything. But you realize that God has been there all along. David points us out to King Saul when he says, yes, Goliath is big, but I fought bears and I fought lions. I've taken care of my sheep. I don't know about you. I could probably take care of a sheep if I wanted to, but a bear and a lion, I'd run. I'd run fast. There's no way I would fight one of those. But David did, with God's help. So King Saul, he said, look, Goliath is huge. You're just a boy. How can you fight him? David pointed out the size of God, how big God was, and how small that made Goliath. How small of an obstacle this was to the Israelite army, with God's help. God is enormous. He is everywhere. Goliath is a 7-foot-tall man. He is not everywhere. So David, he pointed this out to King Saul. He says, I can fight lions, I can fight bears, I can fight Goliath. King Saul said, okay, if you really believe so, go for it. David, he showed these bear and lions as small battles. These are little battles in his life. He showed that God can help him overcome anything. So these little battles in our life, they get us ready for the big battles. They say practice makes perfect, and that's true here. All the little battles in your past can help you overcome this giant in your life today. And secondly, these private victories, these victories in your home, these victories in your personal life are preparing us for the big public victories. The public victory is sharing the good news, telling people about Jesus, about how he died on the cross and came back for our sins. All these private victories are getting us ready for that place. So if God took care of David, his past in private, then God will take care of us today in our private and public challenges. Take a minute to look at your past victories. Take a minute to realize you did not do them alone. There was someone there. There was God there. Someone there to help you at all times. And he's always there. His arms are always open, waiting for you to return, waiting for you to ask for help to overcome this obstacle, to come back into his arms so he can help you go forward in life. So now, we found out what our giant is. We see it. We realize it is small. We realize that we need to be brave and courageous and ask for help to fight it. The final thing to do is to conquer the giant. That's all that's left. So when we do this, We had to completely defeat them. David, he didn't just throw a stone at Goliath and kill him. That wasn't just the end of it. He took Goliath's sword and finished him. He cut his head off, it says. So that's our lesson today, too. Completely defeat your giant. Leave nothing of it behind. Don't let it be a big obstacle and you challenge it and you fight it just to make it a little obstacle, a stumbling block in your way. Take it out completely. Completely win over it. When these giants, when they're completely conquered, it shows God's glory and helps fulfill God's plan in your life. God wants you to defeat these giants. It's part of the spiritual journey. He wants you to overcome them. He wants you to grow in your faith and grow in your relationship with Him. And there's things you need to remember when you're conquering this giant. In this last step, there's a few parts that we need to remember in it. First, God is greater than your giants. And like hitting this wasp, we are bigger than them. God is bigger than our obstacles. So He will help you along the way. Second, the God who worked then, He still works now. He didn't just work in the Old Testament. He didn't just help David defeat a giant. He didn't just lead the Israelites out of Egypt. He is still with us today, helping us defeat our giants and leading us down a right path. Now, the biggest thing to remember how to conquer a giant is using tried and true methods. These methods include prayer, reading scripture, coming to church, gathering in worship, being with your church family, and helping one another. These methods have worked through the ages, and they still work today. And they will do wonders for your fight. And always include your faith family. Be with one another. Be there for one another. There's always something going on in someone else's life, just like there's something in your own life. Help them overcome theirs, and they can help you overcome yours. This isn't a fight to be fought by yourself. It's with your church family, the people around you, that can really be beneficial. Ask for their prayer in your time of need, and always push forward, knowing that God is by your side. He will either give you victory over this obstacle that you face, or He'll give you victory in it. He will say, this is just a door. This obstacle is a door. Go through it. Maybe not squash it, but go through it. This is an opportunity to grow. God does not save you to let you fall at the hand of these giants. He's not interested in your failure. He's interested in your success. They are opportunities to grow in your relationship with the Lord. He is your best friend. And He will always be with you to face every challenge in your way for that relationship to grow. And your victory, it'll be an inspiration to others. When they see you overcome this giant, whatever giant this is, whatever obstacle it is, they see you overcome it with God's help, with your church family's help. They will realize they can do it too. They can realize, oh, the church family is there for me. It worked for them, it can work for me. They realize God was there for them. He's also there for me. Seeing this victory in you can show them the path to victory for themselves. Be an example of Christ and always remember, greater is He that is in you than is in the world. By beating your giants, you can overcome everything that is holding you back from spreading the word of God, this good news of Jesus. So I ask you again this morning, what are your giants, and do you plan to conquer them? Or do you plan to let them conquer you? If you'll pray with me. Lord, again, thank You for this beautiful day You've given us. And Lord, give us the knowledge and give us the strength. Be there with us to overcome these giants, to spread the good news of Jesus. Help us to realize, help us to be there for our friends, our church family, who needs us in times of need as well. Help us be a light in the darkness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.